Well, today we celebrate the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, one God in three divine persons, equal in all things. This is the one and the same God from all eternity, creator of heaven and earth, the God of the Old and the New Testament, the God of all times. Regarding this mystery of the Holy Trinity, St. Augustine wrote, "Because God is love, God the Father is the lover. God the Son is the beloved, and God the Holy Spirit is the love that is shared between them. Still, they do not cease to be themselves." When we think of God's love, we need to remember that it is not a sentimental, emotional love, but a love of willing good for the world and His created people. His is a self-sacrificing, life-giving, and all-fulfilling love. It is a love in which God sent His only Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. Actually, the Trinity, this love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a perfect model for the selfless love to which we are called. Through this love and with this love and in this love, we have been created. And from this love and by this love and because of this love, we are able to love God and our neighbor in all that we do and think and say. When we love in this way, we are immersed within the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Indeed, the Trinity is a mystery. And yet, quite often, it is in real life examples of love that enrich and energize our experience of God and His love for us. For me, the Springers are such an example. The Springers. They were a family of three living in Texas in the mid-60s. The mother was a widow, raising her two teenage children. Mrs. Springer and her kids were God-fearing. They were polite and caring people. Many times she was both mother and father to Lou Ann and Louis. Her influence was gentle, persistent, and powerful, especially when it came to morality, their daily duties, and caring for the land and the horses that they boarded for others. As high school horse kids, Lou Ann and Louis and I enjoyed each other and the good times that we shared. The Springer kids were always responsible and joyful and trustworthy teenagers. And their love for God, for each other, and for their mother was always visible. Likewise, their caring souls led them to be role models, no matter what we were up to, even when we rode our horses miles away from home. In fact, Louis, about a year younger than I, helped me land my first job, throwing a paper route. And he was so excited when he was drafted into the Army shortly after graduating from high school. When he received his orders for deployment to Vietnam, Mrs. Springer called me aside privately. She asked me to talk with him and suggest that he request a sole surviving son deferment. And as we visited, Lewis's zeal for serving, as his dad had done years before, his zeal overwhelmed me, and it was less than a week before his deployment, and I did not suggest the deferment. I sensed that doing so would just burden him more with concern for his mom as he answered his call to duty. Later, as I nervously explained to Mrs. Springer about my decision, she was gentle and she was gracious to me, and she affirmed to me her trust in Almighty God, and I did as well. Less than 4 months later, we were notified that Lewis had been killed in action when his truck hit a landmine. He was buried with full military honors under a beautiful elm tree, much like the ones we had rested our horses in the summertime. Mrs. Springer remained kind and loving, but there was a sadness that always seemed to surround her. She passed away a few years later, and today, Lou Ann is the wife of a pastor in a church in a suburb of Dallas, Texas. For me, the Springer family was and still is a real life embodiment of the love of the Trinity, God living within his people and their love for one another. It is those people who love God foremost and one another as he does, even when a son is lost in the process. You probably know someone like this as well. And on this feast of the Holy Trinity, recognizing mystery though our God is, he is with us always. May our lives, may it be our prayer at this Mass, that our lives also embody God's love for us, in how much we love him and in how much we love our neighbor. And we ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.